Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're going to see a nice little drop in our humidity over the next couple of days. I'll show you when it will feel most comfortable over the weekend.
Crews are still hard at work here in Durham 3 days after a storm came through the triangle. I'm giving you a closer look at the recovery efforts.
Your child may get to school late every day this fall. Today, Wake County Schools is letting families know who will need to stay on the bus longer than expected and why.
And California is getting ready for what it expects to be a historic storm.
Anytime you have a swell push up from the south, it's going to be big.
Hurricane Hillary bearing down on Southern California, the first storm of its kind in more than 80 years. That's how long it has been since California has been hit by a tropical storm. Very unusual and very concerning. We'll get you up to speed on that. It's now a Cat 4 storm. Good morning, everyone. 6 o'clock. A lot to tell you about on this Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we have you covered from the triangle to the coast and even the left coast here with that storm. But Elizabeth Gardner kicks us off here with a look at Durham there. It is bright blue skies. We get a lot of sunshine today.
Yeah, we're kicking off a nice, quiet weekend of weather here. A beautiful sunrise here in progress in downtown Durham. Right now it's 71 degrees and our dew point has dropped to 66. So it's feeling a good bit more comfortable this morning. The heavy feel to the air yesterday won't feel nearly as bad today. It's going to be hot still at 90, but we'll continue this trend of cooler temperatures and lower dew points, making Saturday really feel nice. We're going to see clear skies today. So we have the top of the tower lit up in blue for clear, and checking temperatures across our area, mostly in the low 70s, mid 60s right now in Roxboro, but we do climb up to 90 for the high later this afternoon. Most of the day, though, will feel like the 80s, and with a drop in humidity, it should feel pretty comfortable. So if you have plans to eat dinner outside this evening, the tropics are not only heating up in the Pacific, which is unusual, but we have four areas that the Hurricane Center is watching in the Atlantic. I'll show you those coming up, Brian.
It is just about 6:02 right now. We're in fairly good shape as we take a look at those live sensors around the triangle. There is one crash up on the north side of Raleigh that I'm watching right now, a minor crash at the intersection of Leesville Road at Kingsland Drive. I think there's a good chance this is cleared by this point. I'm not seeing any delay showing up on those sensors. Elsewhere, we're looking good on 440 in both directions, and in Durham, they've made a lot of progress getting electricity restored, but we still have a few intersections that are closed because of tree damage. So in those areas, expect a little bit of a detour.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news to tell you about, a Cary police officer was involved in a crash overnight. This happened around 2:15 this morning at the intersection of North Harrison Avenue and Chapel Hill Road. The officer involved was not hurt. There's no word on whether the other driver was hurt or whether any charges will be filed.
Today, families in Wake County will find out if their kids will be among those arriving late to school each day because of new bus routes. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live. As these families will be planning new routines, the traditional school year starts in just 10 days. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. The school system will be announcing those bus routes a little bit later today, and more than 550 bus drivers will be headed here to the bus depot on the first day of school. But now that's just the same amount of drivers as there are routes. So more than 2,000 students will still be potentially arriving late to school if more drivers are not hired. Now, a lot of those same students could also be getting home late, as well as late as 40 minutes after the final school bell rings. The school system likely needs 20 to 30 new drivers and have no turnover before everyone can arrive on time. We spoke with one parent who was forced to drive his son and carpool other students last year when buses arrived late. He hopes he won't be stuck in the same situation this school year.
There were times where my son was getting home around 5:30 to 6. It was already dark. And also, when they were picking him up, since the bus was right behind schedule, he was making it around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
And the school system is training 16 new driver candidates, but their hiring process usually takes more than a month. So we could see these delayed arrivals for a while. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. Watch On the Record on WRAL Saturday night at 7 as we sit down with district leaders in Wake, Durham, and Cumberland counties. talk about the upcoming school year. For information on all things back to school, visit WRAL.com and search back to school.
People in Durham are waking up this morning with their power back on after some were without it for more than 48 hours. Duke Energy crews finished work last night after the widespread outages from Tuesday's storm. But there is still damage to be cleaned up. WRAL's Destiny Patterson joins us live from Durham with a look at the challenges still ahead. Good morning, Destiny.
Good morning. It's definitely been a busy few days for crews out here in Durham. This crew right here, one of the workers told me that they are working on internet cables. But over here at the intersection of Anderson and Moorhead, one of the most glaring issues here is that they're still without a traffic light. You see, they've got these makeshift stop signs here to let people know that they should be making a four-way stop here. But just to the right of that, you can see where the actual down traffic pole is. Of course, it's been hectic for people here in the Durham area because there were tens of thousands of people who were completely without power for more than 48 hours. A Duke Energy spokesperson says that this has been a tough recovery for them due to the downed trees, and he says that it's largely due to the infrastructure.
We're also making grid improvements, and those grid improvements include strengthening poles and wires and adding self-healing technology. This technology helps to automatically reroute power when an outage occurs.
He says that some of that healing technology was used during these storms, but of course, like I said, still tens of thousands of people who were without power for days. And of course, this is good news, knowing that there is some progress being made here and hopefully progress for the future. Destiny Patterson, WRAL News in Durham.
Breaking news we're following this morning. A man is in critical condition after a shooting in Goldsboro. Police say the shooting happened just after 10 last night on Brazil Street. You see it on this map here. Officers found a 22-year-old man with a gunshot wound there. He was taken to the hospital, then flown to ECU Health in Greenville. We're working to find out if an arrest has been made.
Maui's top emergency management official has resigned amid the deadly wildfires. The move follows recent pushback over failing to sound the sirens to warn people there about the fast-moving fires. This new drone video gives us a better look at the widespread destruction in Lahaina. You can see the entire area is decimated. At least 111 people are dead, and an estimated 1,300 are missing. Maui's mayor stepped down due to health reasons. He says they plan to find someone to fill the role immediately, given the urgent need due to the fire crisis. And the FBI has arrived in Maui to help identify victims. Officials say only a handful of the more than 100 people killed have been identified. They say the process could take months because of the conditions of the remains from the fire. FBI agents are now analyzing fingerprints and DNA samples to help with the process. They're also asking family members of those missing to provide samples of their loved ones in cases where bodies are not recognizable.
People in Southern California are preparing for what could be a historic weather event. Hurricane Hillary was upgraded overnight to a Category 4 storm. It's expected to weaken ahead of landfall, which could happen in Southern California. Look at the cone on this. That state has not been hit by a tropical storm in more than 80 years.
People in Durham will have to wait a little longer to find out whether their public parks have unsafe levels of lead. The city was expected to release final results on Tuesday. Last night, they announced the report will not be done until next Friday. An environmental science firm was hired by the city to test soil samples at five public parks. Preliminary test results indicated there were high levels of lead in areas of Lion Park, Walltown Park, and East End Park. Just this past weekend, the city closed a playground at Northgate Park after finding soil with lead levels above the EPA threshold. As for why this final report is delayed, the city says the company doing the work is still receiving lab results.
College campuses around the Triangle will be busy today and throughout the weekend with thousands of students moving in and getting ready to start the new school year. At UNC Chapel Hill, Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz will be welcoming students to campus this morning. And at NC State, Chancellor Randy Woodson will be greeting new students at the dorms this morning. First day of class at both schools is Monday.
People in Raleigh are teaming up to try and reduce violent crime.
It needs to be handled because it's getting worse.
the events the group is holding this weekend as it works to grow its community effort.
Also, scary moments on a Southwest plane. The pilot forced to turn around for an emergency landing after these flames shooting out of an engine mid-flight.
And today does stay hot with a high of 90, but we'll see a nice drop in our humidity. It drops even farther tomorrow, along with the temperature. Saturday looks glorious, but I'll show you why we're back into some fairly intense heat next week coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. It's a pretty morning out there. Temperatures are mostly in the low 70s, which feels fairly comfortable. And our skies are clear. The sun's just beginning to come up. You can see it there. Great angle on that sunrise there in downtown Durham. Wilson taking a look there. Just a little bit of a breeze spinning the whirligigs this morning. We're looking at 70 currently under clear skies in Fayetteville. So heading out the door, you don't need to really take anything with you. You're not going to need an umbrella for it today. We'll have a few passing clouds this morning. Temperatures in the mid 70s by 8 or 9 o'clock. We climb into the mid-80s at lunchtime, and we'll stay in the 80s for most of the day today. We may bump up to 90 just briefly in the afternoon. A little break in our humidity today, but it will feel even nicer tomorrow. I'll show you what it will feel like coming up in just a little bit, Brian.
6:13 right now, Elizabeth, and we're watching a couple of minor crashes up on the north side of Raleigh. One at Leesville at Kingsland. That's been out there for a little while. And now just getting a report of a minor crash on Gresham Lake Road around Wellborn Street. Not seeing any delays with either of those. And around the rest of the triangle, we're still looking fine on our major routes. 540 there in the north side of Raleigh is looking good. 440 and I-40 also looking good through Wake County. No trouble showing up on I-40 heading through South Durham. I am getting reports of some sort of an incident in the Aberdeen area, and we are seeing some delays showing up on US 1 right around the 15501 split. We're going to get some details about exactly what's going on out there. Renee.
Thanks, Brian. An update on a home invasion we told you about yesterday. A man and teenager faced charges after a home invasion in Cumberland County that ended with the neighbor shooting the man in the leg. This happened in the town of Wade on Church Street yesterday morning. Deputies say 25-year-old Ahmad Smith and a juvenile broke into a home. Deputies say a neighbor confronted Smith and shot him in the leg. He is now in the hospital. We're told the teen was later arrested. Both men face multiple charges, including burglary and conspiracy. Investigators say the neighbor, 77-year-old Linwood Hill, is cooperating with investigators.
A grassroots group is working to help reduce crime in Raleigh. The founder of Boots on the Ground says the group offers crime prevention programs, intervention, and advocacy. It also gives support services to survivors of gun violence.
We have a team of violence interrupters who are canvassing inside of our community, building relationships with both parents and youth, trying to mitigate the violence in our community.
The group has events planned this weekend, including a prayer vigil tonight at Raleigh Milbank Apartments, a news conference tomorrow at the Crime Victims Memorial Garden, and a community day at Roberts Park on Sunday.
New video this morning shows scary moments during a Southwest Airlines flight. You can see flames shooting out of an engine mid-flight. Not what you want to see when you look out the window. It happened after takeoff on Tuesday in the skies over Houston as the plane was headed to Cancun. Southwest says the plane returned to the airport for inspection of a mechanical issue. It did land safely, and it's now been taken out of service for review. There's plenty to do in the Triangle this weekend, from live music to a soapbox derby.
Here's a look at some of WRL's out and about best bets, starting with the Steep Canyon Rangers. They'll play a show tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Arts Outdoor Museum Park. Tickets are $30. Tomorrow night, an acapella group, Pentatonix, will take the stage at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. They'll be joined by country star Lauren Elena.
The popular Kirby Derby race is happening from 3 to 9 tomorrow at Dix Park. Costumed competitors will be racing downhill in hopes of winning the Kirby Cup. There will be a pine car race for the kids, followed by a parade, and then comes the Soapbox Derby.
Raleigh-Durham Afro-Caribbean Association will present the 10th annual Caribmas Carnival Parade tomorrow in Raleigh City Plaza. The event will also include a festival, arts and crafts, vendors, and live entertainment. Admission is free. To find out more about these events and others, you can just go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
And our weather this weekend will look really nice for all those outdoor events. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with first how our Friday is shaping up.
And we have a rain-free day today and a rain-free weekend, it looks like. A nice drop in our humidity, especially tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to feel, I mean, as good as it can feel in August. It's still August, but I'll explain coming up. Let's start off with a look at what's happening out there. A little bit of cloud cover is about to make for an absolutely gorgeous sunrise there in Goldsboro. Same story in Apex, Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our newsroom in Fayetteville. A pretty nice weekend in our forecast. Today's high will be 90, but we'll hit 90 briefly. Mainly, it'll feel like upper 80s during the afternoon, and our humidity is on its way down. It bottoms out tomorrow, way down, with a dew point in the upper 50s, which is highly unusual for August. So it's going to feel pretty good, and we don't hit 90s. Now, Sunday, we do climb back to 93, and it'll be a little bit more humid. So of the 2 days, if you had to choose, Saturday will feel a bit more comfortable. Beach forecast, both tomorrow and Sunday, we'll see high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Should be rain-free. Good weekend at the beach, but we do have a moderate rip current danger for most of the coast and our southern-facing beaches there near Wilmington, a high risk, so do be careful in the water. Over the weekend in the mountains, both days, looking at mid-80s in Asheville, mid-70s in Boone, and places like Grandfather Mountain in the 60s this time of year. Things are starting to get busier in the tropics. There are four different areas that the Hurricane Center is watching. None of them are tropical depressions yet. One of them in the Bahamas could develop in the Gulf. It's a 30% chance. And then now there are three of them lined up coming off the coast of Africa. This is a new one here. That one has a 20% chance of developing. The middle one, a 40% chance. And the far east one there, a 70% chance of developing in the next 7 days. Let's take a look at the middle one here. We have model plots for it. It's going to continue to head west and then potentially make a turn to the north. Of course, we'll watch that. That takes us out to next Wednesday, so we have a long time to watch that one. Same thing with this one, too. We'll roll that one out, and it starts west and then begins to shift potentially up into the Atlantic. Way too early to know exactly whether or not either one of those will affect land. But this powerful storm, Hurricane Hillary, is a Category 4 off the coast of Mexico, and it's likely to make landfall here in Southern California as a tropical storm. That's something that rarely happens because usually the ocean temperatures in the Pacific are way too chilly for that. Flash flooding and landslides are possible. That's something that we'll watch very closely. That would happen Sunday night into Monday. Our weekend forecast, upper 80s to low 90s, but Monday and Tuesday, we're back into the upper 90s. Brian, it's going to be hard to go from Saturday at 88 back into the upper 90s. I'm not a fan.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
620 right now as we take a look at
the mountains.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a choice. So we check traffic this morning. Major routes are looking okay. We do have word just in the past couple of minutes of a road closure in Chapel Hill on the north side of Chapel Hill. Apparently a fallen tree and some down power lines there have closed Homestead Road between Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen Homestead Road, so expect a detour there on the north side of Chapel Hill. A couple of minor crashes right now in Raleigh, including one on Gresham Lake Road at Welburn Street, not too far from 540, but we're not seeing any big delays with those. Tracking a little bit of a slowdown on 40 westbound coming in between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. And it looks like we have a crash right now on 95 northbound, leaving Dunn, heading up toward Benson. This is right around Hodges Chapel Road. Seeing some building delays there, consider using 301 as a good alternate route.
Thanks, Brian. If you have a Facebook account, you might be eligible to get some cash. There's a deadline that is coming up for the social media giant to pay out millions over privacy issues.
Former President Trump's attorneys want his federal trial pushed back years. Why they say he should not face a judge in the special counsel's case until 2026.
And here are your winning lottery numbers from the Education Lottery on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
You can help the Hawaii relief effort by adding your to your Beanie Baby collection.
Remember those? Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
This is an interesting way to get some help for people in Hawaii. Thai Incorporated is selling a limited edition Maui Strong Beanie Baby named Aloha. 100% of the proceeds from the sales, they say, are going to go to the American Red Cross to support its work in Hawaii. Interest, of course, in this big toy from the 1990s is growing again because of the movie The Beanie Bubble.
The movie isn't real, but the situation on Maui is. And so good to see the movie's marketing machine channeling its energy toward helping the folks in Hawaii. 100% of the proceeds going to help them.
Love the initiative.
Yep. Now, if you were planning to stop at Buc-ee's on your next road trip, I've got a, I want to talk to you about a job. The website Finance Buzz is looking to pay someone $1,000 to sample 25 snacks from the popular chain. That includes beaver nuggets, hippo tacos, and homemade Oreo fudge.
I spent $1,000 the last time I was there.
Not hard.
It's not hard to do, but they're going to pay me to go eat some of their fudge. I mean, I would start at the beef jerky deli counter right there. That's where I'd start taste testing stuff. But I went to the one in Sevierville and over in Tennessee. That's the largest in the world. That's my last stop. I'm trying to regionally knock out all those Buc-ee's, you know.
And every time Jeff stops at Buc-ee's, he also gets his Christmas shopping done because all of us on the morning team, we got Buc-ee snacks thanks to Jeff here. And I tried the beaver nuggets, so I want hippo tacos this
hippo
time.
Hippo tacos next time? Okay.
Brian?
Vivian still loves her Buc-ee's dog toy. She still plays with that thing.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins when I go to Buc-ee's.
If you wear blue light glasses to reduce eye strain from looking at your computer screen, they may not be helping as much as you think. A new review of research finds blue light filters may have no short-term advantages when it comes to protecting your eyes or helping you sleep. Researchers say they still aren't sure if the filters have a long-term benefit on the health of your retinas. They say blue light lenses only filter, get this, about 10 to 25% of the light from screens.
Hmm. We have NFL action tonight on WRAL. The Carolina Panthers on the road. It is preseason game number 2. They play the New York Giants. Game kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock. And high school football action returns tonight. 43rd season of Football Friday is back on air with highlights from more than 20 high school football games. You can watch it all right here on WRAL starting at 11:35 tonight.
And we have a dry front that comes through to help deliver some nice, pleasant air. It'll feel less humid today and tomorrow. I'll show you why it won't last too long coming up. And COVID-19 cases are on the rise once again. The race health leaders are in to get a new booster shot approved as a new strain spreads quickly.